This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 10, 2017. John Castelluccio writes, in the Salem News, the city of Peabody wants to bypass public building requirements in order to shave months off the time it will take to get its water treatment plant up and running again. The first step in that process was accomplished Thursday night when the city council agreed to declare an emergency for repairs to the shuttered Coolidge Avenue facility. The State Division of Capital Assessment Management and Maintenance must also waive state bidding laws for the project. The treatment plant, which supplies clean drinking water to South Peabody and the downtown, was shut down 3 weeks ago after it was heavily damaged in a three-alarm fire. The city operates a second plant at Winona Pond that services West Peabody. But while the Coolidge Avenue plant is shut down, the city is pumping in more water from the Massachusetts Water Resource Authority, which comes at a greater cost. Mayor Ted Betancourt asked the council to approve the declaration, saying an extreme emergency exists in the wake of the fire that affects the health and safety of residents. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by John Castelluccio. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, in Salem, a community benefits agreement with North Shore Medical Center, worth about $1.7 million, is still on hold after fireworks flew last week between Mayor Kim Driscoll and Ward 3 Councilor Steve Lovely. The agreement, which was negotiated as part of the hospital's planned expansion, would provide cash for a variety of projects, including street paving, extra police officers, and a new program called City Connects that would link school children with resources they may need outside of the classroom to assist with food, shelter, counseling, and other issues. The mayor sent the agreement to the council in February, and it has been sitting in committee since then. Thursday night, it came up for discussion. Some of the money should go to projects in Lovely's ward, he's quoted as saying. That's where the hospital is located. Much of his argument focused on Jefferson Avenue, which would get increased traffic as Dove Avenue, now the back entrance to the hospital, could become a preferred means to get to the hospital's new emergency room. He's quoted as saying, I was given assurances that these funds were negotiated, were going to be used to improve the areas that are most impacted. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Leah Dearborn writes on itemlive.com, in Lynn, U.S. Representative Seth Moulton addressed issues close and far from home Saturday at a packed town hall meeting. Moulton began the meeting at the North Shore Community College campus in Lynn by clarifying the priorities of his office. He said they fit into three distinct spheres, international, domestic, and district-wide. Mark Murphy said he drove from Linfield in the hopes of hearing the congressman speak about the recent attacks on Syria. Moulton's office issued a joint statement with U.S. Representative Steve Russell from Oklahoma in response to the military strike authorized by the president last week. The April 6 statement read in part, "We cannot stand by in silence as dictators murder children with chemical weapons, but military action without clear goals and clear objectives get us nowhere." It was a topic that the congressman addressed early on in the forum. He's quoted as saying, I am standing up to President Trump. We can't fight our way out of this conflict. Moving on to more local topics, Moulton cited development as a high priority for the 39 towns and cities in his constituency. He said his office has secured a $4.5 million grant for the discontinued Lynn Ferry service, which he hopes to have operational soon. More on this story written by Leah Dearborn in today's itemlive.com. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, the cost of extending Rockport's Granite Pier Harbor by adding a 600-foot-long breakwater at the entrance to Gull Cove will be made public Wednesday. Representatives of the Army Corps of Engineers will make a presentation about the project at the police station at 6:30 p.m. The project would create a few hundred more mooring spaces for recreational boaters and fishermen, according to Harbor Advisory Committee Chairman Skip Montello. He's quoted as saying, what this does is it protects the inner harbor more. It might protect Back Beach from the surge of nor'easters, and the breakwater should help that a little bit. Mooring applications are $20, and moorings themselves cost $10 per foot in the length of the boat per year. The average wait for a mooring is around 15 years, depending on the size of the boat, according to the town harbor master's office. More on this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Gloucester Daily Times. This is MSONewsSports.com.